This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this last weekend of September. Huge show this week. The OJs are our first guest, Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams, the original members. NASCAR champion Kurt Busch will be here from Chicago Series. Tori DeVito from Chicago Med. Joe Minoso from Chicago Fire. And Patrick John Pflugen from Chicago PD. Also, Carrie Ann Inaba, one of the judges of Dancing with the Stars. Next hour, Vince Wilburn will be here talking about his uncle, Miles Davis, and a documentary about Miles. From New Amsterdam, Janet Montgomery and Lisa O'Hara. ABC's chief legal correspondent will be joining us, Dan Abrams, and we'll talk about a little bit of distraction in the workplace with Joe Boyle. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi. The OJs coming up next.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions. Perfect time of the year for that with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look. Doesn't get much better than that. We're back live nationwide and all around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and that, of course, is the fabulous OJs. They've been around for so long, and they're like fine wine. They get better every year. Joining us right now are the two original members of the group, and I mentioned before we went on the air, I think we've worked together in different gigs, and that, of course, is our friends Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams. Eddie, Walter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
How you doing? I'm doing good, and I mean it, guys. That music never goes out of style. They'll open a time capsule 4,000 years from now and say, "Well, listen to this OJ's song, you know?"
That sounds good.
You're right about that, Ron. It's phenomenal that every night that we do that song, the people react like it was just out yesterday.
Yeah.
They're up dancing. They're making a love train line. It's really surprising that song still has that effect on people.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
I think it says the right thing. It's saying all of the right things.
you know, how we should be toward one another. And love is spoken of all throughout the Bible, so people are still having a good time with it.
Yeah.
I'm real pleased with that.
Yeah, we need some songs out there like you guys had, you know, that made people feel good, feel-good songs. Now, the PBS special began airing on August 17th, and by the way, the name of the new album, first time in 15 years that they've had an album out, The Last Word. Now, this live special was released digitally and on demand on the 6th of September and available now on DVD and CD during the PBS drives, and then inducted into the Philadelphia Music Walk of Fame on October 22nd. There's one thing that I heard that kind of disappointed me. I don't know who said it now. I don't know if it was Eddie or Walter. This might be your final album? That better not be the case, gentlemen.
Well, probably Eddie. Your key word. Key word there, Ron, is might.
Might.
If there's a demand, if the people want more, you know, it's all about your fans. And we're all about that, our fan base.
There's no doubt. You two guys met when you were just youngsters, 6 and 7 years old, right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago, wow. Ron. Long time. Almost impossible to remember. Yeah, we've known each other that long, and we've been friends that long, on and off, and it's been good.
Warts at all, okay?
He's a liar, man.
I said it's been good.
It's been good. Well, you guys have had some heartbreak along the way, personally, too, I might add, which you've had to overcome. Eddie with your sons, and of course, Walter with illness that, you know, has kind of been tough on you. I know that. But you guys grew up in Canton, Ohio, which, of course, right nearby Cleveland, where I happen to be born. And I didn't realize this. I thought I knew everything there was about the OJs, but I didn't realize that the name came from a Cleveland disc jockey, Eddie O.J. Boy, I tell you something, what a great honor that was. Did he live to know that?
He did. He lived to know it, and it was kind of an accident kind of thing. He took us to Detroit to sign with Motown and didn't quite get the deal we were looking for, but we did sign with Thelma Gordy, his ex-wife.
Oh.
Barry's ex-wife.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a name. They didn't like the name that Sid Nathan had given us at King Records, which was the mascot. Eddie told him, just call them OJ's boys for now. We'll come up with something and we'll let you know. So I was at home in Cleveland, and I heard the disc jockey say, here's a new one by the OJs. And it was called, How Does It Feel? Actually, everybody called it Ball and Chain because they took it from the lyric.
Yeah.
But it did well. It did well in that area, and from that point on, we've been the OJs.
Well, let me bring to a point now a question that I've wanted to ask a long time. And I remember I was having breakfast, I think, with one of you fellows, back in the 60s or 70s, when you were playing in some town up there in northeast Pennsylvania. Did you not have a hit? Now, I'm going crazy fighting this. Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette. Okay, what I don't understand is that every time I watch you in concert, I love that song. How come you never do it?
Well, we did it when it was current, when it was out, I believe, in 1962 or 3, somewhere around in there.
Right.
And we did perform it. We wore it out. And that was our own.
Yeah, it wore me out.
Eddie never liked the song. Actually, it was supposed to have been his lead, but he didn't like it. So the famous Tommy La Pluma, who did all of the great jazz work with Benson and others,
yeah,
he asked, he said, well, Walter, can you sing it? Of course. And so I took a shot at it, and that's what we got.
Wow.
Remember this, Ron. You know, as much as I dislike that song, he got sick in Philadelphia at the theater, and he had a toothache, and his face swelled up like it was a big balloon. And for 10 days, I had to sing this song.
That's a punishment, Ron.
I hated it. It was... Oh, God, why do I have to sing this hella song?
You know, it's funny. I always feel bad for artists that have so many hits. I don't know. That's kind of an oxymoron. I feel bad for artists that have a lot of hits. But I feel, you know, the pain of artists that have so many hits, like the Fabulous OJs, that it's very difficult sometimes to introduce new material because, obviously, they want to hear the songs that they, you know, have so many memories with. And that was one of them for me. And I sit in the first row and I think to myself, pretty soon, Lipstick Traces, pretty soon. I'm going to have a private concert with you guys just to have that song, you know?
Yes. That's a blessing that I'm proud of because sure. We've been blessed to have all of those hits. And if, in fact, we ever had the chance or get the chance to just sit down and sing all of the hits, it'll probably be a 2.5-3 hour show.
Well, do me a favor. Let me know when you're going to do that, because I want to be in that first row to see that puppy. I guarantee you that. I truly do.
Okay.
Now, it's called The Last Word. It, of course, we mentioned before, you're going to be inducted in the Philadelphia Music Walk of Fame on October 22nd. The CD is now available on DVD and CD during these PBS pledges. If you wanted to buy it online, could you do it, guys?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to... what is YouTube?
All those tubes.
All that social media.
All that stuff that none of us understand, right?
What is it? OJs? Is it the
OJs? Mighty OJs?
Yeah, the Mighty OJs. Yeah, you can go that way. You can also, I think, you can go through the record company, BMG, right, Walt?
You can get it online, The Last Word.
The Last Word, ladies and gentlemen, by the OJs, and, of course, the PBS special live in New York. And I got to tell you something, gentlemen, this has been a real treat for me because you guys have been favorites for many, many years and many, many memories. So I appreciate you joining us. And do me a favor, okay? Don't make this your last CD, okay? Come on, say it to me just to humor me, okay?
Just for you, Ron. I swear it's not the last.
Okay, good. Hey, come back. Eddie Walters, come back anytime. You're terrific, and thanks for all the memories, my friends.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for talking to us and helping us pump it up. Thank you.
We'll pump it up for you, but no doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fabulous OJs. Our guests have been Eddie LaVert and Walter Williams Sr. These guys have been around for decades, and... boy, they just get better all the time. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
What they do is found in your face. All the time, won't take your place. The backstabbers, they smile in your face. All the time, won't take your place. The backstabbers, listen. All you fellas who have some more and you really care, yeah.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and as I've said many, many times before, if you have listened to me at all over the years, you know I'm a big race fan, and particularly of the NASCAR circuit, and we have one of the giant champions on the show with us right now, making a frequent appearance, joining us right now from NASCAR, Kurt Busch. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Doing great, Ron. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I go back to the days of watching, and I was a kid, when I used to watch the likes of Fireball Roberts and Joe Weatherly and Lee Petty. I'm so happy that it has gotten to be a sport that has been so embraced by the general public. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's been unbelievable over the different generations, like you're talking about, to now see it live and bringing the past to the present with the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's amazing to see the history of our sport and the pioneers of what it is today, what they created. I mean, guys like Lee Petty, he was the first professional racer. If he didn't do race well on the track, his family wasn't going to eat that night. And so it's amazing what families and what different competitors have done over the years.
And what's amazing, I saw that too, is that he would drive the car that he raced to the racetrack. I mean, those are really stock cars, not like the safety that we have today. Thank goodness we have it. But those cars were it, warts and all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The cars we drive today spoil the drivers, you know. Back then, yeah, you bought a car or you bummed it off your family or you did a business deal with a friend and you drove the car to the track. You hope that you raced well enough to place good enough to get some money, and then you drove it to the next track. You put cars on trailers. You didn't have to race and drive the same car. Then corporate sponsors became involved, and it turned into ownership, and then drivers. You name it. The sport of NASCAR has gone through its evolution, but the roots of it, based right here in the southeast, of different moonshiners running from the cops, and it's amazing how it's come full circle today. Be a mainstream sport that's comparable to football, baseball, basketball, and everything else.
You're absolutely right. Here's a sport that, for all intents and purposes, had its origination with crime, really, when you talk about it, with the rum runners. But you know what used to break me up was that those cars that we're talking about, Kurt, that we drove to the track, I didn't, but, you know, we watched everybody drive them, they used to tape up the headlights. Now they put fake headlights on with decals. It's just totally, as you said, come full circle.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you had to put the electrical tape on the lens. That way, when you bumped into somebody, the glass didn't jump out on the track and cut people's tires.
Right.
And then there's races that people won by just staying out on their old, hard tires. They used to steal tires off people's cars in the parking lot and leave a note on the windshield, say, hey, call us if you need some tires afterwards. It's amazing what the sport is today, and we have all those great pioneers to thank, and the different families, the different legends
and all of it. It's great to see it, and it comes full circle with it, where we have guys like Ned Jarrett or Bobby Allison that are still part of the racing family, and then we've got the new young drivers out there, even as young as Joey Logano, part of the program. Come out to the track. It's a fun, active lifestyle to get the family involved.
You know, I mentioned earlier Fireball Roberts, who is one of my favorites. I just realized before you were driving the number 41, which brought you to victory this past weekend, you used to drive a Dodge that was number 22. That was his number.
You got it, number 22. And I'll tell a quick story. Working with the Wood Brothers here currently, Leonard Wood came over to me and said, you know, we ran the number 22 to start off when we were running, but everybody knows the Wood Brothers are the famed 21 right now.
Yeah, right.
When Fireball showed up at the track, he was a Ford factory driver, so he would get number preference treatment, so to speak. He would have the 22. So that made the Wood Brothers switch to number 21. So that's a great fun story to tell to everybody on, wow, the 22 is a special number.
Wow, and it is a special number. I had the opportunity to meet up in Daytona with Marvin Pinch. They were racing partners at the time. That was his teammate. And great stories about the Fireball and the number 22. Now, you and your brother are out there competing, all right? And it reminds me of the days of Bobby Allison and Davey Allison, where they're competing against one another, or Lee and Richard Petty in those days. No mercy for your brother, right? You're out there to win, right, Kurt?
Oh, for sure. He's the first guy at the end of the day that I want to beat.
He's a mixed breed there, you know? I mean, you got people who love him and people that like to bull him. I mean, he has to have some pretty thick skin. You're liked by everybody, but he's got some people at different ends of the spectrum.
Well, I appreciate you saying I'm liked by everybody. I've been through those hard times, and it's just that competitor that's in you, that desire to win and to be the best. And sometimes you rub people the wrong way, and other people love it. And that's the character that he is. And it's fun to know him as a brother and as a real person. And then when he puts that helmet on, the helmet, what it does to everybody when they strap it on how crazy you can be.
Right.
But it's fun to race against him. I treat him as a teammate when we're out on the track. But at the end of the day, I know he wants to beat me, and he's the first guy I want to finish in front of.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, Kurt, I don't know if people realize how exciting it is to be on a racetrack. Now, I've gone around the Daytona track and a couple other ones. It is, whether you're driving slow, whether you're walking, whether you're in a golf cart, it is a sensation that you just cannot believe. So, quick point here. When they initiated this points championship, do you think, as we talked earlier about the old days, does it take away from the winning driver? I mean, here you are competing for two different things. You're competing to win the race, which was the primary thing you competed for back in the old days, if you will, and now you're competing for the points. Do you think it kind of draws away from the winner?
Well, there's two ways to look at it, and right now you have to be consistent if you want to make the top 10 in points. And then to get a guaranteed spot in the chase, you can go out there just for race wins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're promoting both aspects of it. And right now, we've been a steady team. We find ourselves eighth in points. But then you got a guy like, say, Matt Kenseth has two wins, and he's not in the top 10 in points, but I think he is. Anyhow, if you have a lot of wins, you get a guaranteed spot in the chase. So you want to win, but yet you want to be consistent.
Restrictor plates or no restrictor plates, Kurt?
Well, it's all about maintaining the correct speed. And if we weren't restricted at tracks like Daytona and Talladega, we'd be doing 240 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It almost gets a little too dangerous at that speed.
I agree. I'm going to down in the pit, so I'll come down and say hi to you, okay?
Absolutely. Come on by, and I love our military. I'm a great supporter of all the different programs and the foundations, especially the Armed Forces Foundation, on serving those who serve.
Let's face it. NASCAR does a great job at the beginning of every race paying tribute to the military in our country, and I think that they should be saluted for that. They do a great job.
Absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have the ability to go out there and race if we didn't have men and women out there protecting our freedom. And, of course, we're going to be there with our hands held over our heart and flag flying high.
Do me a favor, my friend. Stay safe, will you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. And to all of our men and women out there serving, stay safe and come home soon.
Okay. One of the champions of the NASCAR circuit. Two brothers racing together. Unbelievable. Kurt Busch has been our guest. Thank you, Kurt.
Ron, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I enjoy talking to these NASCAR drivers so much. You just can't imagine. I love this sport. I go crazy for it. But what is really funny is that I got my wife hooked on racing many, many years ago, and now she watches NASCAR more religiously than I do. She knows everything there is to know about it. She even watches the the time trials, the qualifications. Fanatical. Believe me, it's nice to have a wife who enjoys the same things you do. And I want to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. And when you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause very briefly. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Trump administration official has been ordered by House Democrats to turn over documents linked to President Trump and his July call to the leader of Ukraine by October 4th. The chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee said that Democrats felt they had no choice but to step up their efforts and issue the subpoena for Secretary of State Pompeo because the administration ignored their previous inquiries.
The subpoena is the last thing you should do, and we only did it because they turned a blind eye to whatever we asked for. We asked for information, we asked for documents, and we were stonewalled.
Meanwhile, Kurt Volker, the president's special envoy to Ukraine, has stepped down ahead of an appearance on Capitol Hill next week. The decision follows disclosures that Volker had connected Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with Ukrainian officials as he was trying to persuade them to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I'm anxious to talk to our three guests that we have on, who, of course, have been with us several times in the past. This is a big production today. I mean, you have three guests coming to you all the way from NBC, and I think you're in New York, are you not?
We're in Chicago.
Just like I said, you're in Chicago.
Exactly.
Why would they be in New York when Chicago Wednesdays are back? Ron, get your act together. And it is back with the Season 5 premiere of Chicago Med, Season 8 premiere of Chicago Fire, Season 7 premiere of Chicago PD. Dick Wolf has got to be loaded.
For the One Chicago series, yes, but I think we're just helping add on.
Tori DeVito joins us, Joe Minoso, and Patrick John Pfluger are here. Hello, gang. How are you?
Good. How are
you? Very well.
Well, let's go down the list. Okay, let's start first with the show that airs at 8 o'clock on this coming Wednesday, Season 5 premiere of Chicago Med, and the very beautiful Tori DeVito, who plays Dr. Natalie Manning. Tori, so what is the new season? Because it kind of ended with a horrible car accident that happened at the end of the season, right?
It did. We ended with a horrible car accident, and Season 5 picks up exactly where we left off from the aftermath of that car accident. And so you are wondering what's going to happen with Natalie. You know, what was she coming to say to Will in the car? You know, he's wondering that. You know, Philip has a big role in the first episode, and we wonder, you know, can we trust him? He becomes a little more of a mysterious character. We introduce a new doctor, Dr. Marcel, into our show. You know, this, a lot happens.
Now, Dr. Charles now is going to cut his honeymoon a little short because he kind of suspects that one patient of his has schizophrenia, which probably, I'm sure, will have many storylines to it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, yes.
Dr. Charles, man, cutting his vacation short.
I know.
That's a doctor that cares.
That's like, you know, I thought only actors had to do that, but I'm learning people in the medical profession, too, have to cut their vacation short.
Very unusual situation in the medical field. I know that is highly unlikely because they got that golf game on Wednesday and everything else, you know, going forward. Tori, you have certainly no stranger as a actress, model, musician. I didn't know that you played the violin starting at 6 years old, but, you know, we saw you in Dawson's Creek, Jack and Bobby, played opposite Anthony Hopkins in The Right. And tell us about this violin career you have.
Yes, I started playing violin when I was six. You know, I still play. I've gotten to play on the show twice, which was amazing. You know, I've played on a couple albums, which was a lot of fun, and, you know, I just, you know, keep it up.
You played with Stevie Nicks on one of her albums?
I did, yes. I played on Stevie Nicks' album and Raphael Sadiq's album.
Wow. That's what happens on Wednesday nights on NBC at 8 o'clock. Then season 8 at 9 o'clock is Chicago Fire with our friend Joe Minoso, who plays Joe Cruz. Now, Joe, you have had an immense amount of experience on live stage with theater work. Differs a lot, of course, from doing a television show. Tell us what season number 8 is in store for, because I know it starts off with a mattress factory fire.
Well, yeah, we actually kind of pick up exactly where we left off at the end of season 7, and this is probably the biggest fire that we've had to deal with at Firehouse 51. All of us are in the building, all of our lives at stake, and it really unfolds in a tremendously dramatic way. This is one for the ages, for sure.
Really? Now, when you do these fire scenes, this has got to be an astronomical way of shooting. I mean, you are really doing stuff that is dangerous to the actors and actresses, are you not?
100%, yes. I think one of the luxuries we have working in Chicago, because I know for a fact you can't really do this in other cities, is we work in real fire. And we are constantly in all of the actual fire gear, and everything you see on screen is very practical and very hot and very dangerous. And we can only shoot for like 15 to 16 seconds at a time.
Wow.
Because things get so hot that they can actually actually catch on fire. So, it's a lot. It definitely is, I believe, worth some hazard pay. But I still haven't been able to convince them.
Joe, when you talk about that kind of an environment for shooting, I mean, I'm sure that the schedule is very, very long because of that, if you're shooting 16, 17-minute seconds at a time. But did you have to go to a firehouse many times before even being part of the show just to see how the whole thing functions?
100%, yes. Everybody who's on the show receives training. We go through some, well, kind of a very truncated training course with our technical advisor, Stephen Chikorotis, who is a retired chief of the Chicago Fire Department. And then every single day, we're surrounded by actual firefighters who are teaching us how to make things, how to do things properly and make sure that we are as true to life as we can be when we're doing all of the actual saving.
I think Tori just decided that she's glad she's on Chicago Med. It's this.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yes, I decided that a long time ago.
They call it Club Med over there.
We get it pretty easy.
Yeah, they're indoors 90% of the time. They get to wear basically pajamas at work.
Their food spread is amazing.
Oh, my God. The catering is out of control.
Here. That's funny. Now, somebody told me, Joe, that your first exposure to theater was in a school play. Your first girlfriend took you to a play. Now, have you ever called her up and thanked her for getting you involved in a business that you're doing extremely well in?
No.
Oh, no. Jeez.
I will say maybe she has reached out in years since I've been on the show, but I've not reached back. Though I thank her. If she's listening right now, Michelle Mays, I thank you so very much. You were a great, great friend to me in high school, and you introduced me to a world that led me down a hole I'd never thought I'd go.
I'd like to thank her, too.
I'm really appreciative
that I'm sitting next to
her. So there you go. That's three thank yous to Michelle.
Make it four to Michelle Mays. I want to thank her, too. And just a side note to you, Michelle, if you're listening, Joe doesn't want you to contact him anymore.
I'm a married man, and I just can't get caught up in any crazy situations, you know what I'm saying?
Get off his back. Okay, now we're going to go to 10 o'clock for season number 7, the premiere of Chicago PD, starring our friend Patrick John Pfluger, who, of course, plays Officer Adam Ruzick on the show. Now, you have been all over the place, too, with Disney's The Princess Diaries, the remake of Footloose. You also worked with Anthony Hopkins in The World's Fastest Indian. Now, tell us what's happening in season number 7 of Chicago PD.
Well, we left off season 6. Brian Kelton, who was the mayor-elect, was found murdered
in
his apartment. It sure looked to me like Boyd did it. You know, the best way I can describe it is the season premiere is incredibly satisfying. You're going to get a lot of answers to questions that you have. What's going to happen with Ruzick? Ruzick and Boyd, really, their relationship gets a lot deeper. You know, discovering more and more that they're kind of cut from the same cloth. Yeah, I mean, the best way I can say it, man, is it's a satisfying premiere.
You mentioned Boyd's character, but he has kind of a disagreement, grudge, if you want to call it that, against the mayor-elect. So that really puts him on the hot seat as far as being the suspicious individual that, might be the fellow who murdered him.
Yeah, well, he doesn't, I don't think he cares for political, backroom dealing. And he certainly doesn't like when people go after his people, go after his team.
Yeah.
And he'll do just about anything to protect the folks in his unit.
That's great. Did you know Michelle Mays?
Did I know Michelle Mays? No, it's funny. Michelle Mays got me into acting, too. She also
You know, it's funny you should mention that because she was the one that was responsible for me getting into broadcasting.
That's Michelle.
It's always the people behind the scene that you don't know about.
You don't know
that
about.
Are making lives change.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing the real work.
Now, this season, is it going to be a couple of episodes that everybody's going to be combined together? Because I know you've done that in the past.
Yes, we have a major crossover. October 16th.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We've been filming for the last 3 weeks, and so we're not tired at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and we still have another 4 months of filming to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a major endeavor. I think you're going to see more of all of us on each other's shows than you ever have.
Yeah.
It's really, Joe, you said it best, where it's like a three-hour movie.
It is. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily feel like our individual shows. It's
not at all.
We're spread out across.
There's no doubt about it. You hit it right on the nose, is that these shows that Dick puts together, and, of course, the premiere of the three of them will be this Wednesday, 8, 9, and 10 p.m., are like mini-movies. There's no doubt about it. It's quality that you can see in the theater. Well, look, I know you guys are on a busy schedule. I want to thank Tori DeVito, Patrick John Pfluger, and Joe Minoso. Again, season number 5 is Chicago Med, 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Season number 8, premiere of Chicago Fire, 9 o'clock Wednesday on NBC. Season number 7 of Chicago PD, 10 o'clock. And season number 10 of Michelle Mays, 11 o'clock on cable. Okay.
Oh, man, you're the best.
So okay, guys, hey, we'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. What a good group. I mean that. They're fantastic. Tori DeVito, Patrick John Pfluger, and Joe Minoso. Three huge shows Wednesday nights at 8, 9, and 10 o'clock on NBC. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
back on the show, live all across the USA and around the world. And I always enjoy when our next guest is with us. She is a delightful lady, a very attractive person, and talented. You got to be kidding me. This girl got more talent than you can imagine. Joining us right now, and she does a list of things that are from here to Cleveland. I'm in Orlando, but of course, her venture is Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the co-judges, Carrie Ann Inaba. Hi, Carrie Ann. How are you?
How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too. I always say that I'm going to play the Holly song, Carrie Ann, and I forget to do that, you know?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game?
Does anybody know? Well, congratulations on yet another season of Dancing with the Stars, and one that I think is really going to plow in the viewers this time around, Carrie Ann. I really mean that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we started with 16, which is more than we've ever had before. It's a lot of people out there, which means a lot of dancing, which is the way we like it. So I'm having a great time.
You need a radio talk show host out there.
Well, you better. How's your moves?
My moves are great, but I was thinking about Rush Limbaugh.
Oh.
I don't want you involved. I'll just watch and promote it, okay?
Let him make
the fool out of himself. He's used to that.
I have no comment.
Okay. Well, apparently I do. But okay. Tell us about something that is very, very close to your heart that you're working on, breast cancer. And you had this strike very, very close to home last year, and you're throwing all of your efforts and your talent and your notoriety into awareness, and I think that's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much. It means a lot to me that you're allowing me to speak about this. My mom, Patty, was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, so suddenly we were in the middle of breast cancer, and first of all, that I have to do something. You know, you can't stand aside. It's one in every eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and that's a huge, staggering statistic. But there's another statistic that I want everybody to be aware of, which is if it's detected early, the five-year survival rate is 98%.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's huge. So I'm working with the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and our goal is to educate women about the importance of creating an early detection plan and sticking with it. So they have this great website that you can go to for resources, and it tells you all about it and helps you create this plan. It's mypinkplan.com. My mom is in remission right now, and actually I'm going to go see her tomorrow. I can't wait to see her. It's been so busy. I haven't seen her in like over 2 months.
Wow.
I need to see her. I need my mom fixed.
No, yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I've had this hit very close to my family. My sister-in-law passed away a few years ago from breast cancer at a very young age, and her daughter, who was just 40, lost her fight for breast cancer. But I think both cases, it was a situation that it was not detected early enough.
Okay. Yes, you see, so that is the importance. You know, we have come so far. Our medical advances, our technological advances have taken us to a new place so that if you do detect it early, which you can do with monthly self-exams, those ones are so important. You check every month at home. If you do that as well as your mammograms, your survival rate goes up to 98%. So if you don't know how to do that and want to learn, mypinkplan.com has more information.
You know, there are people out there that don't have, unfortunately, and this is in the news, the insurance to do it. How do you get around that? Because I'm sure that there are women listening to our voices right now that say, I would like to do it, but I can't afford it. And money standing in the way of health is bad.
Well, you know what? The National Breast Cancer Foundation is actually committed to help women and provide mammograms for those in need. So if you go to this website, you'll be able to find out a lot more information and ways that you too can get your mammograms. It is important, and you're right about what you're talking about. If you go to mypinkplan.com, it'll direct you to all the places that you need to go that will be very helpful for this. We're trying to make it simpler for everybody so that they can get the education that they need.
Carrie Ann, how do you do this in conjunction with everything else you do? I mean, you not only are, you know, very active in the area that we're talking about right now at the National Breast Cancer Foundation, but your duties on Dancing with the Stars is unbelievable. But you choreograph a ton of stuff. I don't know if people really know this, but, you know, you do American Idol, so you think you can dance. You did the dance war with your buddy Bruno. You have, you know, done so many things. In fact, did you not just have a ballroom dance spectacular last year?
Yeah, actually, it's still playing in New York. For any of your listeners who are in New York, you should go check out Burn the Floor. It's a new Broadway dance extravaganza. So if you're not into the storylines that they have on Broadway, you can go see Burn the Floor, and it's a show that I produce. I'm one of the producers on a huge creative team, and it's a huge honor to be working with them. And so if you like Dancing with the Stars and you like the ballroom dancing, you should go check out the show because it's so much fun. In fact, I'm going to go tonight.
very excited. Yeah.
Wow. Now, motion picture, you've been in Showgirls, Flintstones, Monster Mash, a lot of stuff, Boys and Girls, and a former correspondent for Extra. You also do some work with a dear friend of mine, Lisa Gibbons, Memory Foundation for Alzheimer's.
Yes, I do a lot of work with as many foundations as I can where I can still make a difference, because if you do too many, you sort of lose quality control. Lisa Gibbons is one of the first people who actually reached out to me when I first came into Hollywood, and she asked me to work at one of her events, and I basically taught a class for all these patients with Alzheimer's and their caregivers, just to kind of give them a release. So we basically just had a big old disco party.
Wow.
So it wasn't a lot of work, and that's why it's so easy for me to do.
Now, you were born and raised in Honolulu, okay?
Yes.
When you mentioned about visiting your mom, are you going to Hawaii, or is she in the States now? Oh, wait a minute, what am I saying? Is she in the States? Hawaii is a state.
She became a state. Just a few years back.
I got to get with it, man. I remember when Arizona was first brought into the state.
No, you know what? My mom actually now lives in New York.
Okay.
I'm lucky. My dad still lives in Hawaii. I get to go back to Hawaii, and then I get to come here in New York and see my mom. I've got the best of both worlds.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yes.
That's great country out there, too. It really is. On Dancing with the Stars, do you ever make predictions beforehand, or would you just rather stay far away from predicting something that you might have to, let's say, eat crow later for?
Well, you know, it's so difficult to make predictions. I'm going to say that there are a lot of interesting people, though. This group of casting is very diverse and very eclectic. This is a long journey. Oftentimes, the performers don't win when it comes push comes to shove at the very end.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to see. An experience that I never would have had I not been, you know, granted the position of a judge on Dance with the Stars. So I'm very grateful.
You know, you are so diplomatic. It's unbelievable. You know, the bottom line is that I would never want to do what you're doing as a judge. I always tell people, I said, judges have the toughest job. Tom Bergeron has the easiest job of all, right? Hey, hello, everybody, and goodbye, everybody, right?
Yeah, he gets to read from prompter. We have no prompter.
Right, right. And you know what? You are the difference between success and failure. I wouldn't want to be in that predicament. But you are so diplomatic, you ought to be in politics, you know.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll stay far away from that.
Let's give that website again, which is pretty cool, I think. MyPinkPlan.com. Go to that. Really get involved. Periodic checks for breast cancer. And I really appreciate, Carrie Ann, what you're doing here. You're a classy lady, and send your mother my love, okay?
Well, thank you so much for letting me spread the word with you.
Carrie, you can come here anytime. You know
thank you.
You don't need an invitation.
Oh, big hug.
Okay. Feels good. Thanks, Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann and Abba from Dancing with the Stars, now in yet another season on ABC. And you know, Carrie, you and I have been talking about playing a Holly song for you for the past several years. Well, here's one you might recognize.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
That's wrapping up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, the OJs, Kurt Busch from, of course, the NASCAR circuit, the great Chicago series, Chicago Med, Fire NPD with Tori DeVito, Joe Minoso, and Patrick John Fluger, and also Carrie Ann Inaba, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars. Next hour, Vince Wilburn will be here, the nephew of Miles Davis, talking about a documentary about his sensational uncle. From New Amsterdam, Janet Montgomery and Lisa O'Hara. ABC News Chief Legal Correspondent Dan Abrams will be joining us, and we'll be chatting about a little bit of distraction in the workplace with Joe Boyle. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.